This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And John McTurnan, do you remember Ron Ritz? Ron sat in with us on Friday nights for a while. You know, he was doing that for a couple months until he had a job change. But anyhow, he wrote this article. I'm going to read it, and I think it will probably be in our newsletter. He said, 50 years ago, Ronald Reagan warned Americans freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on, or we'll spend our sunset years telling our children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free. Unfortunately, that day has arrived. We are no longer a free and prosperous nation. I have witnessed America deteriorate from the most prosperous nation in the world to one teetering on third world status. We once enjoyed the highest standard of living, produced the finest products, and ran trade surplus. 2024 trade deficit is on the pace to break the $1 trillion mark. Single breadwinners could support a family of five without credit cards. Families were intact. Mom and dad raised the kids, not daycare. Social media or government. Our education ranked at the top, not 12th or 30th in core. 30 in core subjects. Today, kids need metal detectors in schools focused on social agendas, drag shows and gender mutilation, sex education produced an explosion of teen pregnancies and STDs. Abortion became the conception of choice, eliminating 63 million lives. Our 1.7 fertility rate is dangerously below the 2.1 replacement level. Leaders now insist we need the 20 to 30 million illegal immigrants to keep America running. We must accept violent crime, fentanyl, child trafficking, and massive drain on our resources as consequences of this new migration. The dollar was once backed by gold, with deficits in the millions, not trillions. Our dollar has lost 93% of its value and is nearly worthless. Federal debt has exploded to $35 trillion. While consumer debt hit $18 trillion last year, the world's dumping dollars holdings and BRICS nations now trade outside the dollar. The petrodollar is dead. Our freedoms of speech, religion, gun, and property rights are vanishing. Foreign and domestic corporations bought 44% of single-family homes in 2023, turning us into a nation of renters. DEI initiatives have compromised military effectiveness, focusing on cross-dressing and sexual expressions rather than combat readiness. Veterans sleep on the streets while illegal immigrants stay in plush hotels. Our leaders legalize illicit drugs as fatal overdoses skyrocket. They defund the police as violent crime escalates. Every social economic indicator points to a total collapse. We are morally, spiritually, and economically bankrupt. America's decline is not the work of foreign enemies. It's our leaders who have failed us. Both parties have governed us into disarray while enriching themselves. Our public servants serve lobbyists, not the people, presenting us with candidates, A and B, in the recurring lesser of two evils choice. We should be surprised to end up with evil. The problem with our system is that there are too many career politicians. President Trump is our last chance to reverse this decline. He is not a politician. He is the first president since Truman whose net worth went down after office, who used his own money and donated his salary. He renegotiated disastrous trade treaties. He restored manufacturing jobs and achieved historic unemployment lows. He delivered low inflation, affordable housing, energy independence, secure borders, and veterans' choice health care. With no new wars and 10,000 troops returned home safely. It is true President Trump's tweets and statements can be offensive, but his actions speak louder than his words, and I wasted a lifetime voting for smooth-talking politicians who brought America to this state. America is on life support. Voting for Harris because Orange Man bad is no longer a viable option. When was the last time a politician offered to sacrifice their fortune and well-being to the country instead of sacrificing your fortune and well-being? President Trump risks everything to fight for America. We too must fight for America or perish. And that was by Ron Ritz. I think he was dead on. What do you think?
Very close to being right on, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, what do you think, John?
It goes back to what I've been saying over and over and over again. We don't have it politically. We need it spiritually, Pastor.
You're not kidding. Boy, do we.
We need a spiritual move of the Lord to revitalize the nation.
Well, yeah. For 50 years, I've been preaching, that it starts in the church, and it starts in the pulpit, and that's where it's got to start. You know, when the pastors used to be bold and preach heaven sweet and hell hot the way they're supposed to, the way that God's word, the Bible, demands that they go out there and they preach that message. When they did that, people listened. God's word does not return void. But again, there's been a lack, such a dearth of courage. And when the dearth of courage, you know, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. When the courage is no longer there, okay, the integrity and honor is no longer there either, is there?
Right. Well, and it all focuses on the fear of the Lord and his holiness, Pastor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're hitting on all of this stuff tonight because after this election, I want to continue to remind people how we got to where we're at. Now, you know, remember we're up against the hardcore deep state communists. Our enemies, the enemies we have to be more concerned about aren't China or North Korea. It's the Democratic Communist Party. It's the enemies from within. The enemies that are right here from within. They're the ones that we really have to watch. And
we've been trying to warn that for a long time. We were one of the first groups to tell about the Progressive Caucus, the socialists in our Congress, way back in the 90s, of all these, Bernie Sanders was leading this Progressive Caucus. It was a subset of the Democratic Socialists of America. They write on their website, which I had copied in Totem, we are proudly socialists. So we've been out there, 30 years warning about this communist socialist takeover of America, even longer, but we were one of the first organizations to be putting this information out about the Progressive Caucus, and we were
Brown has lost in Ohio.
They just called for Bernie.
It's just, I'm watching.
Marino, yeah. Yeah, praise the good Lord. That means, what that means now is that we just took the Senate.
Well, more good news as well. I mean, it looks like issue one's about to be shut down. We're currently at 54 to 45.
Praise the good Lord for that. We worked so hard.
Republicans to 42 Democrats is what the total is.
Say that again.
We, the Republicans, now have 50 seats for sure. Democrats have 42. There's still quite a few up for grabs, but we're leading in, Republicans are leading in Wisconsin. They're leading in Michigan. And they're leading, McCormick's still leading in Pennsylvania. So we're looking good on the Senate. It looks like we might get 52, 53 Senate seats or
well,
more.
Right now, the vice president would be the tiebreaker, but I wonder who's going to take Vance's seat. So I guess they'll have like a special election?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know who's running there.
I think that the governor, the party in power in Ohio, which would be the Republicans, can appoint
a senator, temporarily
but
until the next election, right?
Only until there's a special election. So,
yeah.
And I'm not quite sure, but that's. Yeah. But it wouldn't matter. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, the call keeps on dropping. So, but the Brown is lost in Ohio.
That is great. I'm going to tell you. You know, I had a confrontation with him, with Brown. I know I've told people about it several times. But, I mean, it was a real hot confrontation when my nose was about a half inch from his nose. And because he came to preach, to promote baby killing, to promote abortion, his stand. And I'm going to tell you, he was sweating and the water was dripping on his shoes. And he said to me, he said, "You don't pull any punches, do you?" And I said, "Sherrod, if you think you're hot right now, you wait till you get to the lake of fire. God doesn't play. God doesn't pull punches." And, you ought to have seen the look on his face.
Hey, Style, can you find that old song, "Happy Days Are Here Again"?
I'm sure I can.
That's what we need to play, a little verse or two. "Happy Days Are Here Again," because Sherrod Brown is gone AWOL, right? Well, he's been told to leave. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's winning an election is one thing. Getting it certified is another.
We take one step at a time.
Right. You know what they did to President Trump 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. They did that to him 4 years ago. Who knows what they're going to do? Because they've come right out and said that they're not going to certify this election. They've come right out and said it. So we'll see what happens. Kamala said it. And so... In fact,
she also said, depending on how big the victory was. So,
right.
If it's close, there's going to be a lot of problems. But right now, it's looking, we are, Trump is 216 to Harris 193 because they went ahead and called Washington, Oregon, California. They just, called them all. Like Oregon is about 58% to 40, or 39. So all those states that we knew were gone. But right now we're still ahead. Trump is ahead by far in Michigan, almost 61%. It's almost 51% in Wisconsin. Michigan, 52%. Pennsylvania, almost a little over 51. And North Carolina, he's over 50, 51. And Georgia's still running, 51. So looking good so far. We're getting close because, Georgia's down to almost 88% of the votes are in.
Well, that's, Arizona's another one.
North Carolina, about 87-88% of the votes in.
All right, Dad, this is a big one. They're showing the seats we picked up right now. They're showing 50, but you're right. There's a lot out yet, so, boy, this would be amazing. I'd like to see Chuckie Schumer's face.
Hey,
That guy Schiff, he was elected to the Senate in California.
You got to be kidding me.
Schiff is now a senator. Oh, boy. You wonder, how can people be so dumb? I mean, I'm sorry. How can they be so dumb?
Yeah. Yeah. What else can you say? It is California. It's amazing. But anyhow, what about Nevada, too? I think Nevada.
Nothing's in from Nevada yet.
No, not a thing. We have no clue. There's no...
They are the one that took till 3 a.m. last time.
Yeah. Arizona's about a dead heat. 49.5 to 49.6, Trump. And he's down in New Mexico. So those are still a long way to go. New Mexico's 68% of the vote in. Arizona's 49%. So there's a lot of votes to count in those states.
Here's an article from today.
Depends on counties.
This is an article from today. You know, like, remember Trump said it's got to be too big to rig, but Banana Republic, widespread voting issues reported in Cambria and other counties in Pennsylvania on election morning. Election day in Pennsylvania has been marred by a wave of voting machine malfunctions and ballot scanning problems. Reports from multiple counties, particularly Cambria and Bedford, reveal that voting issues are leaving countless voters frustrated as they attempt to exercise their right in the crucial election. I saw some of those lines. It was unbelievable. I mean, how long some of those lines were. It was just, and Trump said, stay in line.
Stay in line, yep.
Early this morning, voters across Cambria County and nearby Bedford County were met with malfunctioning voting machines unable to scan their ballots, according to Six News voters report machines freezing and failing to recognize cast ballots. At some precincts, election officials resorted to placing completed paper ballots in lock boxes, intending to scan them later once the technical issues are resolved. In other areas, frustrated voters were instructed to return later in the day when the machines were expected to be back online. It goes on to say, the Cambridge County Board of Election learned early this morning that a software malfunction in the county's electronic voting system has prevented voters from scanning their ballots. This should not discourage voters from voting at their voting precinct. You know, we've seen so much election fraud. When a legitimate problem comes up, nobody trusts it, do they?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know anymore. I mean, in the old days, you know, once in a while they'd have a legitimate problem. A machine would fail or something, and nobody thought anything about it. They'd replace the machine or fix it or whatever. But now you've got to be suspicious of everything because they cheat in so many ways. Well, here's a story. Do you remember Catherine Herridge? She used to be with Fox, and she went to work with CBS.
Yes, I remember her, yes.
She's got a big story out. She was ousted and written now. It was out, came out Election Day. I wish it had come out 2 weeks earlier, but it didn't. Came out Election Day. She's written a lengthy expose claiming to reveal about how the network squashed the Hunter Biden story. She was, you know, assigned to it. And she talked about this was a missed opportunity. She had gone in, done her research, and found the laptop was real, and the whole story about how she had all the proof, talked to the whistleblowers, and then they told the executives there at CBS the material that contained about the retainer from the Chinese energy firm, and they had his texts and emails. And CBS just would not report what she found, would not go with it. And she was the one who was tasked. She was one of the senior investigators tasked with vetting it. And she did all her due diligence. She had all her facts. And it was told, you know, She was asked if there was a Hunter connection. She said, yes, all of these things were connection. Bob Alinsky was right, the whole bit that we've talked about. And so now she's got this whole story out about how, you know, they wouldn't let her print anything, wouldn't let her put it out. And it took, she said, 2 years for the network to broadcast a forensic review of the Hunter Biden laptop. And she had all this information for him. So here you had the news. It hit a major story for 2 years. They had one of their best reporters looking into it, had all the facts, everything, and they wouldn't go with it. They sat on it. They hid it. So if the people haven't figured out that the media is much their enemy as the deep state, you better start believing it, because, you know, this is the kind of thing that cost an election to Trump. When the truth wasn't told, so many voters said if they'd heard about the Hunter Biden laptop, they wouldn't have voted for Joe. And that's one thing that could have changed that whole election. And we had all the liberal medias basically lie by the sin of omission. You go back to, yeah, we need to know our Bible. God said there are more lies by omission than by commission. And just... that's the sorry state of this country. We can't trust our press. We can't trust the election machines. It's sad, isn't it?
Well, you can trust Timmy because he knows he's got a lot of good friends in China, doesn't he?
Well, I'll tell you what's worse than his friend in China. One of his key advisors, leftist, very left, that his name is Brian Lozinski. And overthrow was the word that Lozinski described as an authority of the critical race theory that advocates everything about America is racist and the only cure is more racism. The Daily Signal said he's the Waltz's most important education advisor. And they've got a big story, National Review, Tim Klingenstein. And he is talking about how... the first tenet of race theory is U.S. is constructed as irreversibly racist, then it must be overthrown because it is irreversibly racist. And he's talking about this. It's about overthrow. We need to be honest about that. He's talking about how this is, you can't be a critical race theorist and be pro-U.S., you know. And he's talking about how we have to deconstruct the United States. I mean, this is the closest aide to Tampon Tim, wants to change the Constitution, deconstruct our whole form of government, and he's the one who says that these beliefs are central to the education agenda that Waltz has implemented in his state. It is the core belief of the destructive left that Harris and Waltz have become the leaders of. And the story goes on. He's not a marginal figure. He's nationally known activist, academic, and the foremost authority on ethnic studies. And he's very typical of the left that wants to overthrow. And he's got a list of what they're teaching in the school systems there. First graders, fourth graders, high schoolers, it just gets more sickening as we go, but they straight right out. First graders have to identify examples of ethnicity, equality, liberation, systems of power, and must use these examples to construct meanings for the terms. I mean, it's sick.
All righty. Urgent breaking today. Four Georgian counties decide last minute to accept ballots over the weekend in violation of the law, refusing to allow Republican poll watchers to observe process updated. They've done that again. Remember how they were doing that in Georgia before and Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Following our pressure campaign, our poll watchers have now been let into, this is today, this morning, the building in all four Georgia counties. RNC Chairman Michael Whitley said on Saturday, following our pressure campaign poll watchers have now been let back into the buildings. The RNC filed a lawsuit after the Georgia counties extended their election office hours and decided to accept absentee ballots over the weekend in violation of the state law. This blatant violation of Georgia law, which states that all drop boxes shall be closed when the advance voting period ends. The Georgia Republican Party said in a statement on Friday, to make matters much worse, the four election office locations are situated in areas of the county that will clearly favor Democrats. Who would have thought?
Well, issue one has officially been shut down in Ohio.
Praise the good Lord for that. That is a victory. That's a major victory for us. But and then
that amendment has it lost?
Yeah.
In Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a win for us.
It lost in Florida also.
Yeah, I saw that they were predicting earlier that it was going to pass because it was way out, but then you can thank DeSantis for that. He was outspoken way out and on top of that from the beginning. So it was really good. So those are some very good signs, you know, because that when that issue won, when they passed in Ohio, the voters were they were confused. And this time we didn't stop. I mean, every single day on the radio, we kept reminding people, it just picked up. And then finally, at the very end, when they started running Trump commercials saying, President Trump says to vote no. And we put out signs. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you ought to see the amount of signs put out here in Ohio on that. And so it was a major, major win. So I go down.
How do you win? What did you win, Pastor Ernie, in Ohio?
We shut down issue one. Issue one would have done. It would have taken the where you design and you draw the different areas, congressional areas. It would have taken that completely out of the hands of the citizens. In fact, if I had that, I would
put it into the hands of bureaucrats.
Right. And we would have no rights at all. They would be able to charge us whatever they wanted. And with the way it would go, John, here in Ohio you have 88 counties. And if you look at them, all but six are red. All but six are red. You got six little spots in the counties in the major cities. And what they would have been able to do is to draw those out. In other words, going from the high Communist Party population, they will pull those out, gerrymandering, into other counties. And in other words, so making it very, very difficult for Republicans to get elected. And so, in other words, they would take the highest populated areas, pull that influence out. It's hard to explain, but
okay.
And so
So that's all been blocked now. They can't do that,
right? And we've been telling people about it now, really trying to let them, get the word out. And I praise the good Lord that we were able to do that. And I had somewhere here, I had what I've been reading on there to expose that, but I can't find it right now. It figures it's usually that way. When you need it, you can't find it. But we've been reading that every night, and I praise the good Lord for that. Okay, we're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. waxing cold. Just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Happy days are here again, love.
Oh, wow. There you go. I think we got to remind folks of what was taking place here. Crooked Election Group dumps 90. This is from yesterday. Crooked Election Group dumps 90,000 ballot registrations in Maricopa County right before sign-up deadline ends. Maricopa County has confirmed that they received 90,000 voter registration forms from third-party groups on registration deadline day, and an estimated 30 to 44,000 forms were incomplete or damaged. The third-party group that dumped the thousands of registrations on the final day of registration pays their employees by the number of ballots they turn in, incentivizing the fraud. Maricopa is the fourth largest county in the United States. It makes up 60% of the votes cast in Arizona. The steal is no thanks to the do-nothing gutless Republicans who did nothing after 2020 was stolen. Get out the vote. Our only hope is to vote big, so huge that it overwhelms the cheaters, the cheat machine. There you go. Arizona Democratic ballot firm named in Pennsylvania election fraud also. Okay. Boy, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to election fraud, the Democrats, they're the best.
Winners hands down, right? Right to the crooked.
They know how to rig an election, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they know how to cheat. You know, just two big examples. The Harris campaign. I was looking. She did completely different ads targeted at about the Israeli Hamas, you know, conflict. And there was one set of to the Jewish voters, one other to, you know, she just totally different viewpoints depending on who her target audience was, different messages with Jewish voters in Pennsylvania and the Arab American voters in Michigan. And you look at it, and she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth, tells a different story to whoever she's talking to. So it's like, you know, whatever, I'll say whatever I have to say to get elected. And then I found this really interesting. The House Judiciary Committee turned out a report, just came out on Election Day. Wish it'd come out 2 weeks ago, but it didn't. The House, the report on the Biden-Harris camp reveals their open borders. They were working with the United Nations in a 12-page report inside the Biden-Harris administration's open border alliance with UN bureaucrats. There have been an estimated 5.8 million illegals released, in with an additional 1.9 million illegal deemed gotaways. And you get in and find out this report announces a safe mobility initiative that they've been using to allow these illegals to sidestep the southern border. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees would let the migrants avoid high risk associated with the onward movement, meaning the undocumented were swiftly moved from the southern border into the interior to avoid the, quote, damaging optics at the border. And as you get deeper and deeper into this report, all of a sudden, oh, we've been spending all kinds of money. Yeah. There were $67 million of U.S. money was spent by the UNHCR. That's a United Nations or organization, migration something, a couple of groups. And we've been giving money to the UN, and they're using it to help get illegal aliens. And they were referred to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program through the UN. And 14% of these workers, IOM employees, were U.S. citizens only. Wait a minute. Oh, out of this group, only 14% were U.S. citizens. The rest were foreigners working with the Biden-Harris, used U.S. taxpayer money to pay foreign nationals to facilitate illegal immigration into the U.S. So we had $61 million spent by this one group. The IOM spent another $14.6 million in our taxpayer money, $80 million to the United Nations, one of their different one of the three organizations that were working to bring illegals into the United States. So we paid the UN to help get these people in around our border laws. And this is the kind of people Biden and Harris are. The way they work, the way they lie, cheat, go behind, use your money to your taxpayer dollars to subvert you, your families, and the economy. And hey, they've got a chance to win the election, you know? Isn't that wonderful?
That's yeah.
Sarcasm, folks.
Okay, the scoreboard, what is it, 216 to 193?
Yeah. What's happened is a lot of the states like Georgia has not progressed. They're at about 91%. For some reason, it slowed way down. They were going real well to report the votes. North Carolina is holding at 90% reported. Virginia is holding at about 80%. It's like everything has kind of gone slow motion. Pennsylvania is at about 79%, almost 80% in. Trump's still holding the lead there. The way I see it right now, if Trump can win Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, he only needs to pick up either Wisconsin, Michigan, or Arizona, and he's got the 270 to win. It won't be overwhelming, but it will be a victory.
It's interesting. They called New Mexico at about 70% for the Democrats, and if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin right now is just approaching that territory, and it's at a standstill.
Wisconsin, huh. Yeah, I know. Hang on. Wisconsin, yeah, Trump is 50, just almost 51%. Harris is at under 47.5. So right now, Trump's leading in Wisconsin. They've got about 68% of the vote in. But Minnesota's gone up. Harris is leading in Minnesota, but Trump's leading in Michigan, so. There you have it. It's down to we've got to win Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and either Wisconsin or Michigan and or Arizona. If we can win the three big ones, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, all we need is one state, either Wisconsin, Michigan, or Arizona, and Trump wins.
Well, you know, I saw Harris yesterday. She was speaking to a group of people. I don't know when it was, but when she was speaking, but it was aired yesterday. And she said, believe me, we will win. But, I mean, she had that little smirk on her face,
mm-hmm.
She did when she debated Trump, where she sat there with that little smirk. And so she was saying, believe me. It was like saying, believe me, I know the fix is in, okay? And I was telling my wife about that, something about that. At least she believes that the fix is in. And the fix, we know how they do things, but are they able to pull it off this time? I don't know. You know, we'll see. I know here they've been dumping. Yeah, I mean, how many articles did we read tonight on where they're dumping phony ballots?
Yeah, phony ballots or things are going wrong, and it's always in places where they need the Trump votes, yeah.
Right. So.
And then Google, by the way, admitted that people were going on Google, where can I go vote? And, on Google, they were telling Harris people where to go, but the Trump people, there for a while, they failed to inform them where to go vote. Instead, they sent them to go to CNN, CBS, or NBC for Election Day coverage. Well, they found out the problem and finally fixed it, but it took quite a few hours. They were sending people looking for work, and I vote for Trump to CBS and NBC election coverage. Wonderful. Oh. Google back at it again, right?
Yeah.
Some things. Okay, here we got something called Trump is now. They just called North Carolina. North Carolina went for Trump. It's been called. And so we're on our way. One out of the three, he needed North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, and they have called North Carolina. So he is up now 232 to 198.
All right, 232 to 198.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
And he's still ahead by 3 points. In Georgia, he's ahead by 3 points at 91% of the vote.
How many delegates does Georgia have?
By at least
16,
almost
16.
16? Ooh, that
16 in Georgia. Pennsylvania has 19, and he's ahead there by little over three. And they've got about 81% of the votes. He is up a little bit by about three in Wisconsin, and he is up by three, four, five in Michigan.
And how many? How many did Michigan have?
15. Michigan has 15 votes.
Wow.
He only needs, if he gets Georgia and Pennsylvania, he needs either Arizona, Wisconsin, or Michigan, and he wins.
All right.
The three.
John, you have 9 minutes to give an invitation and to call upon the Lord for, you know, for this election tonight and for God's, to turn America back to one nation under God.
Father, we're before you in the awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, when I think in your word, when I look into your word, it says that the thief has come but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what we go on here with the Democrat Party, Lord. They are masters at stealing. And not lately, Lord, in a massive scale lately, but they've been doing it in especially major cities for decades. Lord, we have been praying and before you for a long time, asking, Lord, that you would have mercy. In the word, it says that your mercy endureth forever, that you'd have mercy on us as a nation. We have confessed our sin. We've repented of it, Lord. We're asking that that President Trump would be legitimate, Lord, elected, that he wouldn't be, there wouldn't be stealing and their way in like they did with the 2020 election, Lord. We see the result of what happened in 2020 when Biden and Harris were elected, Lord. And I don't think it'd be a final judgment on us if she was reelected. And we're asking for mercy. And Lord, really what we're asking for is a fair election, that they cannot steal it, Lord. So we're asking in Jesus' name that this election will not be stolen like the 2020 was, Lord. That we believe that President Trump has all the votes needed to win, that he'll win, Lord, and that he will lead us back out of this downward spiral to destruction, Lord. Cities being destroyed, babies in the womb, children being mutilated and sex changes, Lord, and promoting homosexuality to youngsters and just the whole country, the economy being destroyed, the military. This is destruction, Lord, of America. So we're crying out to you that politically it would stop and that, Lord, you would back that up with a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we would be spiritually revived as a nation. Lord, when we look back in our history, every 50 to 60 years, you sent a great outpouring going back into the 1740s, then 1800, 1857, 1906, 1968, Lord. And we're 56 years out from the last great outpouring that you sent, Lord. We're asking for another one, Lord. We're looking at the history and how you worked. And we're asking for another great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that there would be fire in the belly of the preachers, Lord, that there would be powerful evangelists, Lord, that your people would be set free of any bondage, Lord, that all bondage would be set free from and have a powerful, powerful witness for you, Lord. Multitudes of souls coming to you. Like you did in the past, Lord, we're asking for it now, that Jesus might be glorified, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So, Lord, it's really, we know how corrupt the Democrat Party is. We know what they've done, Lord. We know how evil they are. The only way we can defeat them is through you, Lord. So we're in putting at mercy. We're asking for mercy, Lord, your grace, and that you would overrule their stealing, Lord. That whatever they're doing, you would send confusion to them. You would, Lord, block it, that they couldn't do it, that they will not be able to steal this election in the name of Jesus, Lord. It will not. And we believe that Donald Trump is the honest winner and that you're going to put him here and win this election. He's going to win January 6th when they vote to recognize the election. He's going to win that, Lord, and he's going to be inaugurated. These are what we're asking in Jesus' name. I want to thank you, Lord, for Pastor Ernie and this show here giving out in tremendous information. He's ahead of his time, Lord. He sees things like before they happen politically and socially and things like that. So thank you, and how faithful, all the prayer that's gone up, how faithful he's been. Thank you for the victory in Ohio, Lord. That terrible senator has been removed. And apparently a good man has been put in. We thank you for that, Lord. You blocked the decision to, I can't think of the word, to vote down that amendment. We thank you for that, Lord. So you're moving, Lord. We see you moving in many, many areas. So we're asking for this one final request, that this election will not be stolen. And that no matter how powerful they are, you're greater. The Holy Spirit is greater. And the Holy Spirit can structure this so it can't be stolen. And we ask this in Jesus' wonderful, matchless name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. How much time do I have, Style? All right, very good.
Last bit of good news. We've got 51 Senate seats. Montana, the senator running, Sheehy, is ahead by a huge number, by about 17, almost 18%. Looks like that'll make 52, and there are three that are close, but it looks like we could take Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania could win Senate seats. So looks like we've got 52 in the bag, and 3, 4, 5. We could have 55 senators.
Well, the other good news was, again, there in Texas, Ted Cruz got reelected.
Yeah.
And he won, and he's one of the best. Hawley, you know, he's one of the best, you know, there is out there now. And so, you know, praise the good Lord for that. So, yeah, anyhow.
We picked up a couple of our best warriors. We're picking up some, and we'll have control of the Senate. And we might have it by a big enough majority to really do something. So
yeah.
We just thank you, Lord. It looks like he is going to help us get by on this one. But
yep.
We're
out of time, Joe. I want to thank you guys for being here. All you folks out there, keep praying. Keep praying tonight. And until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless.
God bless you.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.